This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Today, you're going to hear the two biggest reasons I found for why beginners lose money in the stock market. But before we start, here are five stocks that I'm watching this week. PayPal, Tesla, Riot, that's Riot Blockchain Inc., Twist, TWST, that's Twist Bioscience, and TNL, that's Travel and Leisure. I'm assuming you know PayPal is PYPL, Tesla is TSLA, and Riot Blockchain is RIOT. I'm currently in four trades. I'm in a company called GH, I'm in Disney, Target, and I'm also in a DraftKings play. Now, the company GH is Guardian Health. I'm in a long position. I got in at 109. It's about 120 right now. Disney, I'm in a call option play. It was down for a while, but looks like Disney's turned around. The whole market is bullish, so I'm still hanging on to that call. Target, I have a put option on Target. So we'll see how that turns out. The market, again, is bullish, even though Target is weak. A rising tide lifts all boats, as they say. And DraftKings, we got in at a really good price at about $54. It's at $60 today. If the market remains bullish, we should ride this thing all the way up to at least $70. But I'm going to be taking half my profits above $60, which we're already above $60. So when the market opens, I'll probably take half my profits as I wait for another opportunity and ride the rest of this thing up to about $70. So good luck with those today. Good luck with your trading today. I hope you enjoyed this episode that we have today. I think you're going to get some real insight from it into how to fix some of the issues that I mentioned. Stay tuned. Okay, so here is the most obvious answer. It's a no-brainer, really. Your analysis of the market or a particular trade was wrong. Right. If you assessed market conditions as bearish or a particular stock as bearish when it was really bullish, then the bearish trades you put on would have had a hard time generating returns for you. Another example of this is how you perceive news. If you trade based on the news or you interpret news events to be negative for a company and you put puts on the stock, a similar result will happen, a losing trade. If you analyze the situation in a different way than major market participants, you could also find yourself on the side of a losing trade. So either way you put it, if your analysis is wrong, or even if it's right and the rest of the market participants think it's wrong and they go in the opposite direction, you could find yourself on a losing trade. So one way to avoid this is to test your analysis over a series of paper trades. That means when you see something that signals a potential move, you write down the trade that you would take, either in stock, shares, or option contracts. Write it down on paper, and by doing this, you can see if your analysis is in line with market participants, right? Are you on the side of the winning trade? And if so, how often? The more you do this, the better you'll get at finding out what works and what doesn't. The second reason we lose money is because the market is a living, breathing thing. It moves much like a large body of water. Sometimes it's calm, and sometimes it thrashes from side to side. Sometimes we can do the perfect analysis, as far as we know, and all the technical indicators can be in our favor on the trade, and the market gets freaked out by something and everything comes down. If market conditions have changed for no reason, or maybe it's changed for a reason that you missed or underpriced, that can be a reason for being on a losing trade if your analysis was even correct. Sometimes we forget that learning more and more about the market isn't necessarily going to stop us from losing money. Everyone loses, even the professionals. As beginners, we have to be okay with the losses and deal with the two reasons accordingly. If your analysis is wrong, get it right through practice. If market conditions change even when your analysis is right, cut your losses quickly and wait for the next opportunity. If you do these two things to address these reasons for loss, and then you'll have far more success investing in the stock market. And remember, those two reasons are: one, your analysis is wrong and you should paper trade or trade with small amounts of money and lot sizes so you're learning how to make better analyses, whether it be technical analyses or fundamental analysis. And the second reason we lose money is when the market changes conditions for no reason at all, outside of our control, even if our market analysis was correct, we have to cut our losses quickly and efficiently and prepare for the next opportunity. Super quick episode today, but I just wanted to really point out that it took me a while to find a way of analyzing the market that was super comfortable for me. And it's still wrong sometimes, but the trick to getting better is not a trick at all. It's just practice, doing it over and over until you start to understand the flow of things. As for market conditions changing while you're in a position, just cut it like a band-aid, just rip it off and move on. This week, I'm going to go heavy with the trades in the episodes. I already gave you five stocks that I'm looking at coming into this week. If we remain bullish, as I'm assuming we are right now, all the futures are up. So if we remain bullish, I'm still on the bullish side of the trades. I do have one put position on, so expose me to the downside. But I'm looking very, very bullish this week. So those are five stocks I'm looking at. The list is much longer than that. So as this week starts to hash things out, when I come back on Wednesday, you'll get another list, an updated list of the stocks that I'm looking at, and one of them will be a trade, and I'll let you know which one I've jumped into in the next episode. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.